This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Brett.
Hi, I'm Brett.
And you've been listening to another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
joy.org.au/The Affair.
Good evening.
Good evening, Brady. How are you?
I'm well, and yes, it is correct. It's an election-free affair tonight.
I've had a gutful. Let's just get it over and done with and move on.
Let's move on to the holiday affair.
Woo!
We're going on vacay.
Well, should that be more like vay-gay, given that we are a GLBTI community radio station?
We could have a gaycation.
I tell you what, we have got a beautiful guest with us tonight.
We have. She's not a Hawaiian lovely we picked up on a holiday, but she's just come back from a holiday.
I know. It is the fabulous Michelle from Joy's Own Single Life. How are you, Michelle?
Oh, I'm fantastic. And you two are too kind. Too kind.
This is our first in-studio guest since it's just been you and I, Brett.
Yes, I know. And
I feel privileged.
You should. If we call you Brett, just roll with it, because it is compulsory to be called Brett to be on the show.
Can I say, you are just still glowing from your Grecian odyssey.
Oh, I know, but I can't show off the tan, unfortunately, because it's a little bit chilly in Melbourne. But I did have the best time of my life.
Oh, and we're going to hear so much of it tonight, because I've never been to Greece. I have been to Croatia. I haven't been to Greece. So I'm really excited.
It's very, very lovely. But do you know what else is exciting?
What is?
It's when you have a bit of a holiday romance.
Yes.
I wonder, we will be doing the rounds in the studio to find out if any of us have, but I wonder if any of our listeners have had a holiday romance.
That'll be fabulous.
If they have, perhaps they would like to let us know. Tell us, did you have a holiday romance? Was it lovely? Was it a disaster? Are you still with them?
I'm just trying to think. I'm going to have to think about that for a bit, and I'm trying not to incriminate myself because my partner might be listening as
well. Yeah, your holiday romance had better have been many, many years ago.
Prior to 2000, let me tell
you. Whoa, that's a long time ago.
I know, Mike. Oh, it's not that long. Well, it was. It is actually
now. It is.
Yeah.
I think, I still think of the year 2000 as, you know, like Space Odyssey 2001, and it's always in the future, but it's not anymore. It's in the past.
It's a distant memory.
Oh, my God. Now, we're going to talk about some of our best and worst holidays, aren't we? Maybe a couple of things about with the new internet. With the new internet.
New internet.
Yes, you are living in the past.
Yes, it is the year 2000. Oh, there's this newfangled thing called the internet.
No, do you know what I mean? Like, because I think the mindset has always been, when I was growing up, it was you have to travel. You have to travel. And because of the internet, everything's brought so much closer. Is there a need to travel anymore?
Yeah. And it takes a lot of the fun out of it too, I think. A lot of the adventure.
Yes.
I don't agree. I think you need to get there and then you experience the adventure. And you just realise the internet is nothing. I mean, you might see the pictures of before of where you're going and what you can do, and you can research your holiday a bit more. But once you get there and you have those adventures, you're like, oh, my God, I need to travel all the time.
But it's the life experience, isn't it?
It is.
The actual, you're actually there experiencing and looking at it. And it isn't like looking even at a 3D movie or book or pictures especially on the internet. It's not the same, is it?
No, it's definitely not the same. And yeah, just the people that you meet on when you travel as well, they enhance your experience, or they can deter it as well.
I was going to say, I'm glad you used that disclaimer.
I don't understand this thing, because I travel and never meet anyone ever. I do not speak to people when I holiday.
I know,
and I don't understand.
I know. How?
I don't understand people say, oh, you must have met all these great people. I go, no. The only people I spoke to were shop assistants and waiters.
Where are you staying? Are you staying in a hotel and watching TV all day and then just going out when you need to eat? Like, come
what,
on.
What, you mean I have to leave the hotel to eat?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
joke.
Hey, Brady, you've chosen the first song for tonight.
I have chosen the first song, and it's in the theme of the show, which is all about vacations and holidays.
Yes.
It's the Go-Go's with Vacation. Can I tell you a fascinating fact?
Please.
First ever single.
Of really?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, it was back from 1982, the fabulous Go-Go's. Jump around in your living rooms or in your car. Well, maybe not in your car. You're listening to The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Margaret Cho, and you're tuned in to Joy 94.9.
It's a holiday affair tonight on Joy 94.9. That was Vanessa Amorosi. She was having a holiday.
Oh, bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
Goodness.
Our question for the evening is, tell us about your holiday romance, and Sean has done so. Well, it's not really a romance, because he went to Germany for 6 weeks, and on the last couple of days said to himself, I have to get with a German person before I go, so ran around frantically asking people out and going in for the snog, and to no avail, so failed. No overseas romance for Sean.
Do you know, I'm quite surprised, because there is that German efficiency, and I thought the Germans would appreciate someone coming up and going, look, I've only got 3 more days. How about it?
Yeah.
And they would say either 9 or ja. We're very cultural on this show.
We are. We are indeed.
Fantastic. But speaking about holiday romances, Michelle,
mm-hmm.
You've just come back from Greece.
Yes.
I saw some of the pics.
Oh, 4 weeks, Greek islands. Amazing. Were the photos amazing?
Yeah, they look beautiful.
Yeah, they're pretty good, weren't they?
She has a smug grin. Does she have a holiday romance to share with us,
Well,
perhaps?
Maybe I do, friends.
Oh, really?
Maybe I do.
Spill.
I wasn't looking for a romance, but in Mykonos, anything pretty much goes.
Yes.
And it is a beautiful place. So one of the nights out there, I was making myself look absolutely glamorous, and I told my friends, I'll meet you in town for dinner at 9:30. So that's perfect. I spent a couple of hours getting ready, as you do as a woman. And I went down to the hotel reception and I said to them, oh, what time's the bus into town? She goes, you've just missed one, but I can guarantee you walk out on the street, you won't be catching no bus. Someone will give you a lift. You look hot.
Now, just before we go into the next part of the story,
yes.
And how fabulous that someone recognised how fabulous you are.
I know.
The effort you'd put in, yes.
Yeah. I'm always a little bit worried in a foreign country to hitch a ride.
No. In Greece, that's the done thing.
Oh, okay, great.
I was there the year before. You know what? I hitched a ride with a stranger. Thought I was going to be murdered, but no. No, got back to my hotel, okay. So I was quite comfortable getting on the back of someone's bike.
Great.
Not caring. So anyway, I did what she said. I walked out the front. What do you know? These two guys on a quad bike pull up. Hey, how you going? Where are you from? I said, Australia. They go, where are you going? I said, I'm going into town. I'm going to Capri Spa. They're like, do you want a lift?
Capri Spa, is that the name of the restaurant?
Oh, it's just a bar in town. But I didn't want to tell them the restaurant, just in case
just
they
in
followed.
Case. Yep, good,
you know,
good
they
move.
Were a bit dodge.
Can I already point out the flaw in this story is if they were going to murder you, you were already heading to the wrong place where your friends weren't.
I know. Well, so then they said, do you want a lift? I said, no, look, I'm fine. But look, I might see you in town later. Because they said, I've always wanted to go to the Capri Spa. And I'm like, yeah, I'll see you later. So off they went. Then the next thing I know, a guy's coming on a scooter the other way.
Yeah.
And he kind of like, he drives past me and he kind of stops and then looks like he's going to keep going, but then he stops and he goes, hey, do you want a lift? And he had an American accent.
Yeah,
I couldn't see his face. I was like, yeah, sure. Jump on the back of the bike. He said, where are you going? I said, the bus stop. He said, well, I'm actually going for a drink. Do you want to come with me and my friends? And I was like, yeah, cool. The bus isn't for another half an hour. Great. So go in. We park the scooter, get off. He turns around and goes, wow, you're actually good looking. And I was like, what? You didn't see before you picked me up? And he goes, no, I just like saw a girl walking, so I thought I'd be nice. Anyway, so we went in for a drink. That was fine. Then his friends decided they were going to go for dinner. And he said, do you want to lift back into town? I said, great. Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
So drove me into town and we were having a great conversation and I felt a connection then. I said, do you want to come out for dinner with my friends? He goes, yeah, sure. He goes, I'll just go and get changed and I'll meet you guys later. I said, perfect. We're going to Nico's Tavern or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So great.
Taverna.
Taverna. That's sorry. Right. Sorry, Taverna. Oh, I went in Greece. So then we went down. I went and met my friends and I said, yes. Look, I met this guy who's going to come for dinner. You know, just a friend, whatever. Yes. Nothing there. So anyway, down he comes. He pops down a bit later. We all had dinner. And then my friend's like, we're going home. I'm like, it's only 11 o'clock. What do you mean? And things don't get started now, in Greece.
We're going home, as in we're really tired, or we're going home because the wingmen aren't needed tonight?
No, we're going home. We've had enough. We're going to bed. We're tired.
Oh.
I know. They didn't really get into the whole Greek lifestyle thing of having dinner at 10, 11, then going out. So that's
fine. I'd only be worried because I always like a pre-dinner drink.
Yes.
And I'd be worried. I'd have to start the pre-dinner drink a bit later. So I'd have to be doing something in the hotel.
No, don't worry. The beaches. You're at the beach till like 7, 8 p.m. So it's fine.
Really?
Yeah. It's still sunlight.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right. All
right. The sun probably goes down about 8:30.
Oh, okay,
so
great.
And then see everyone gathers for the drink while the sun goes down in Mykonos. Yes, that's kind of a bit of a thing.
On the beach, there's bars. The bars, yeah, start getting going at 4:30 in the afternoon. So perfect.
So you're on this beautiful, and I bet it's a beautiful night in Mykonos with this handsome American.
Well, he's actually Greek American, and he's from the island of
Hot already.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he was from the island of Corfu, and at the start of my trip, I'd been to Corfu and fell in love with Corfu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're just talking about Corfu, and he's like, well, I'm actually going back there tomorrow. Why don't you come? And I was like thinking to myself, oh, I really want to go, but I don't want to leave my friends and, you know.
But I mean, just a night in Corfu or a day in Corfu.
But it's not an easy thing to do. You have to catch two flights. It's not like it's let's catch a two-hour ferry. It's two flights.
See, the reason why I ask is because when I went to Croatia a few years ago, if you were based in somewhere like Split, which is on the coast, and it's a gorgeous town, or it's a small city, you can pretty much go to any island from there.
Yeah.
Like Hvar, Shulta, Brač, those types of islands, and they're all beautiful, but you have to go via Split on the ferry, whereas I just thought that would be the same in Greece.
No, because in Greece there's islands on two sides of the mainland.
So we're
on one side, and then I wanted to get to the other, so it's either a ferry and a plane or two planes. So I was like, oh, I really want to go. My friends aren't enjoying Mykonos as much as I thought.
Yes.
Anyway, so we ended up finishing off dinner, went out for drinks, caught up with some other friends that I'd made last year.
Yes.
Kept on, left them at 3:30 in the morning, went and had some more drinks.
Yes.
Went and had a gyros.
Yes.
And then he's like, I've got to go. So, okay, he went to the... He's got my phone number. I'd given him my phone number.
Right.
He went to the ferry.
Yes.
And he's like, come to Corfu. And I'm still thinking about it. And I'm like... So anyway, I'm like...
Michelle,
I'm hanging on every word.
What happened? What did you do?
All right. So anyway, he went to Corfu.
Yes.
And I was waiting for his phone call, like to say... Because I thought, you know, people say, come to Corfu or come here then. You just think, oh, they're just saying it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that day, later on the day, I got a message from him. In Corfu, still want you to come, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, stuff it. I went and booked a flight. Went and booked a flight to Corfu, said to my friend, see you later, I'm going, and jumped on a plane.
Wow.
Yes.
And in a nutshell, was it worth it?
It was worth it. And you know what? I spent so much money trying to get home, and I missed a flight home, missed part of my leg coming home. I thought, stuff it, I'm going to stay here forever.
Fantastic.
And it took me about 30 extra hours to get home, but who cares? Had the best time of my life.
And that's the main thing about the holiday.
Yeah.
I love when you go on holiday and I'm a planner. I like planning. But I also, even though I'm a planner, I also realise that you've got to let things chance and just happen as well.
Be a bit spontaneous and just go, look, this is what's happened. I'm going to go with it.
So maybe like talking to people in the hotel, Brady, could be part of your next...
I don't think there's a column for that on the spreadsheet. But the big question is the holiday romance over or is there any chance of it continuing on?
Well, the funny thing is because he's back in New York now, I'm actually in the process of getting my green card to go to America. And New York, which is kind of weird. Look, at the end of the day, I think we've got a beautiful friendship. I don't think it will progress, but who knows?
Now
he's definitely someone I want to keep in contact with.
That is a beautiful holiday romance, isn't it, Brady? And obviously we're asking our wonderful Joy listeners tonight, have they had a holiday romance? Or maybe they would like one. As that's a beautiful story, Michelle. Brady, you've chosen the next track, haven't you?
I have.
Yes?
I have. So, you know, because it is election night, so I wanted to pick something quite serious. It's Aqua with Around the World.
Oh, beautiful. You're listening to The Affair. I've been around the world. On Joy 94.9.
More of your favourite shows. Joy 94.9.
It's a holiday affair tonight on Joy 94.9. We're asking if you've had a holiday romance. A holiday romance might make for a best holiday ever, or it could make for a worst.
Well, yes, that's very true. Speaking of best and worst, do you like that segue?
Very smooth.
I thought so. Tell me, Brady. Do you want to discuss your best or your worst holiday destination?
Well, it's not a destination as such. I don't think it's always the destination that determines if it's best or worst. Because
that's
my
true.
Worst holiday was actually last month in July when I went to Thailand for 9 days. But having said that, I went to Thailand 3 years previously and had a great time.
And this is what surprised me, because I've been to Thailand 3 times. Mm. And when you said I hated it, I was like, really? I understand that there's challenges in developing countries, but I was a bit like, I can't, what happened? Why didn't you like it?
Okay, well, the first time I went to Thailand, I was perhaps spoiled because we stayed in this gorgeous resort in the hills.
Yes.
There was only about 6 other guests in the whole hotel. So, you know, we'd go into the restaurant, we'd have the whole place to ourselves, the pool to ourselves. It was beautiful. We were away from all the bustle and hustle and, you know, it was great. You know, the weather was great. When I went back, I made the stupid mistake of booking a slightly cheaper holiday in a slightly crappier town, and I got there and it was your worst nightmare of bogan Australians as far as you can see.
Can I say, though, we've just recently come back from Bali, and when I say we, I mean my darling Andrew and myself, and we stayed this time at a very expensive hotel, and staying in an expensive hotel does not guarantee a better calibre of clientele.
True. Did anyone in your hotel, though, play AC/DC off their balcony like they did in mine?
I can safely say they did not.
Yeah. That's pretty much sums up the type of people who were staying in my
dirty
hotel.
Dirty deeds. And done dirt cheap.
And were occupying pretty much the entire beach. Oh. The beach was dirty. I saw someone vomit on the street.
Oh. That's always a great holiday, isn't it?
It was full on what I imagine the worst parts of Bali, those really overdeveloped, just full of bogan Australians, all. And I would hear people talking and they'd say, oh yeah, we come every year, this is our 5th time, it's just great. And I'm thinking, this is like my worst nightmare. It was absolutely hideous. And even the weather was awful this time. It was the same time of year.
Yeah.
I was just on a different island and it was that ridiculously sticky, revolting heat. And last time I went,
it's called the tropics, and that's what I was amazed. You went to the tropics and you complained about the tropical heat.
But when I went 3 years ago, it was beautiful. So anyway,
it's Thailand's like that. And what I find really interesting about Thailand is some of the hotels are just fabulous and the people are beautiful and it's all gorgeous, but it can all turn sour really quickly. We were on the island of not Koh Samui, Phi Phi, where they filmed the movie The Beach. And it's a beautiful island. It's sort of like this huge sandbar between these two mountains and it's in the middle and the water's beautiful. And one part of it has this amazing, almost like a circular bay that you can walk out for about 1/2 mile and the water is still at your waist level. And it's warm, like a warm bath. It's amazing. Yep. So we were catching, we did a few of the islands, et cetera, et cetera. And we were catching the ferry to Phuket. And this is in 2003. So we'd never been to Phuket. And a lot of people have varying opinions of... I think it really depends where you go in Phuket. Patong is quite dirty.
I can tell you that from experience last month, yes.
Absolutely. But then there's parts of the southern part of the island where all the beautiful, gorgeous, exclusive resorts are, which is stunning. So we got told, in true Thailand style, just wait here at 2 o'clock and someone will pick you up for the ferry. Sure. So we were there. We got there about 10 to 2. Nothing happened. 2 o'clock, nothing happened. 2:15, we started to get a little bit worried. So I asked the concierge, hey, we've been waiting here. Oh, no, you've missed the ferry. It left 15 minutes ago. And we were like, but we were told to be here. Yes. But how can we get the ferry now that it's not here? Yes. And we started to panic because the next day, there was 4 of us, and Andy and I were flying back to Australia the next day, and our friends were going on to Koh Samui. So we're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So then all of a sudden, in true Thailand style, I fix. So this man runs off, and we're like, we don't even know. Now he's taking his bags, and then he screams out to us, follow me. So we run to the other side of the island because there's one side where all the big ships pull in and the other ones where all the little junks are in the very shallow part. And we're walking down the beach with, like, luggage, and we're like, oh, God, Christ, what's going on? And we find this man who's asleep in a hammock with a cigarette, right? And they speak in Thai, and he goes, yeah, not a problem. He gets this junk boat, and junk boat is a nice way to say it, and... he throws it in all our luggage. Oh, I got a little bit excited then. Sorry about that. Throws in all our luggage, and we're on this junk boat. Now, on this junk boat, Andrew's smoking. This is when my partner used to smoke. And there is, like, a huge open oil, like, the fuel line is above us. And we're all smoking. And, like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? He takes us out into the open sea. The water is going up and down. They don't speak any English. There are rocks the size of the Statue of Liberty on the edge of this island. And I'm like, we're dead. We're going to die. I'm dying on my Thailand holiday. Oh, great. All of a sudden, the ferry appears. And what happens is, because the island with all the rocks and the reefs, it has to take a detour. So they knew from this side of the island, they could get to the ferry in time. And it was all good. And that's what I found with Thailand. It's like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. But they know exactly what they're doing and it's okay. So we sort of learnt a lot. And then we had a few drinks, needless to say, on the ferry. And then went out that night in Phuket. And it was one of those great nights, the last night of the holiday. Yeah. And that can always be a bit... It can be either a bit of a fizz up, but our last night, we danced with ladyboys. Someone put an iguana on my partner's, like this iguana thing. There was an eagle in the bar. It's quite bizarre, but it's a different culture, isn't it?
It is. And like you said, everything just seems to happen in Thailand. You want something to happen, boom, they make it happen for you. You've missed your boat. Oh, who cares? We'll get you there another way.
Yeah. It's quite bizarre. Yeah. So, but you've had good times and bad times in Thailand.
Yeah, for sure. The first holiday was fantastic.
Yeah.
But the second one was, well, Patong.
Not so great. At all. Patong is, look, it's...
It's my own fault for trying to save money and not go to the expensive place.
So what have you learnt from this, Brady?
You get what you paid for. Really. I know it's an old cliche, but it's kind of true.
It is.
It is very true.
Now, it's funny that because I want to talk about leading into you get what you pay for. There was, in days gone past, travel was really originally really meant for rich people, especially airline travel.
Yes.
Especially. And if you ever see Mad Men or the glamour that was, especially in the 60s, about airline travel, clearly, which doesn't exist anymore.
Don't get me started on those people who wear pyjamas to fly.
Or onesies. And when is the onesie an acceptable outfit to wear anywhere, let alone on holiday?
Seriously, there were people in pyjamas in the queue at customs on the way to Thailand.
Disgusting.
What time of day? I guess it doesn't matter what time of day. No. Wrong.
Oh, my goodness. But the next track I'm going to play, it was actually a TWA. TWA actually stole this song, Up, Up, Up. Up, Up and Away, and called it Up, Up and Away with TAA. And it's the fifth dimension. It's one of my favourite little camp tracks with Up, Up and Away. You're on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Brett and Michelle on The Affair.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful
Joy 94.9, Australia's best radio station.
You are listening to Joy 94.9. It's The Affair. It's the holiday affair tonight.
Vacay.
Brett and Brett and the beautiful Michelle from The Single Life, normally heard on these radio waves at 11 p.m. on Tuesday nights.
Quite late, quite late.
Is it weird coming in at 6?
No, it's normal. It feels good.
It was still daylight when you arrived.
Yes.
And I mean, goodness, but you're back on, aren't you, on Tuesday night?
Back on Tuesday night, 11 p.m.
Oh, fantastic.
Kind of not looking forward to the late night, but, you know, I'll pretend I'm in Mykonos mode.
Exactly.
And everything starts late, so.
And we might, and our Joy listeners might hear a little bit more about that wonderful romance from
they
Mykonos.
Probably will. Oh. They'll hear a bit more of the story, as there is more to tell.
We have been asking our listeners tonight to tell us about their holiday romances, like Jim from Elphington did. He met a very sexy Portuguese man in Berlin in 1993 who travelled with him and then came all the way to Australia and lived with him for 4 years.
Oh, well done, Jim.
That's a holiday romance that had a fairly successful outcome.
Kept on going.
Yeah. I've never had a holiday romance that's lasted more than, like, 3 hours. Well, I never even let them... I never let them stay the night, even.
I think in some parts of the world they're known as short dates.
Right.
Short dates. I've never had an overseas holiday romance because I've only ever been overseas once before I met my partner back in 2000. I did have a few holiday romances when I lived in Perth of people visiting. And there was a charming Frenchman that I met years ago. And I think that's when I started my love for Frenchmen. Absolutely charming.
But there is that thing of as soon as you're in another country, you're like 10 times more attractive because you're like exotic.
And your accent.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, where are you from?
I remember when I moved to London, like it was amazing. I got so much more action than I did here, you know. I would open my mouth and speak in a bar and they go, oh, are you from Australia? And so all of a sudden I go, I sure am. You know?
That's what happened to a friend went to LA for the first time. He would purposely go up to the bar and go, g'day, mate, can I have a beer? And it was like, you've never said g'day in your life, you big Mary.
Yep.
And now you're saying, he goes, oh, my God, every night I bought my first beer and then I didn't have to buy any drinks. And he always got a little bit lucky as well.
There you go.
Perfect.
I know.
Cost savings there.
Hey, now, you two are quite seasoned with your travels.
Yeah, I've been around a bit, I guess.
Yes.
And I've been on holiday as well. Oh, boom, yeah. Boom.
It's the classy affair tonight. Look, I want to hear, what is the difference between a traveller and a tourist? Because everyone thinks they're a traveller. Everyone does.
Yeah, they do. Because everybody likes to think that they're, you know, oh, we're not, unless you're on a package tour or a cruise or something like that, it's fairly safe to say that you're a tourist. But everybody likes to think that, especially backpackers, like to think that they're travellers, you know, but they're not. They're doing exactly what everybody else has been doing and going to exactly the same places. And it's less now, we touched on the internet earlier, it's less now. But I remember back when I first started travelling and you would land in a city and everybody was walking around with the Lonely Planet and everyone was going to the same cafes that were suggested in the Lonely Planet but they were travellers, you know, they were forging new grounds, but you're not.
No, you're not. I think outfits for me, for starters, I don't expect people to blend in because nowadays everyone sort of wears the same thing unless it's cold or very hot.
Mm-hmm.
There's no national dress anymore, but there are people who wear, like, pyjamas on a plane. That's not even a tourist.
That's
wrong.
Bad.
Yes.
Wearing beer-labelled singlets in parts of Southeast Asia.
Yes.
That is not a good look.
No.
No, and I want to burn them.
I'll tell you what else isn't not a good look.
What, Brady?
Zip-off trousers.
Ugh.
What?
Don't tell me you've never seen these.
Do you mean like stripper pants?
No. They zip at the knee so they convert from shorts to trousers.
Pants
and they're in that.
Or shorts.
Yes.
Okay.
I think they're called shants.
I might have had a pair of those 10 years ago. Not anymore. I just thought they were cargo pants slash shorts.
No.
Okay, I'm embarrassed.
I have this thing that, you know, and with some exceptions, you shouldn't have to buy different clothes to go on holidays.
No.
Keep your standards up.
Absolutely.
Know? But people don't.
But people just don't wear those on holidays. They wear them normally around the street.
Yeah.
I think the majority...
They're versatile.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're verse, are they?
Yes. They're not good.
No, not. I think the type of hats as well that you wear. Now, we don't expect someone to wear something from My Fair Lady or going to the races, but caps. You got to be careful with your caps, men. And women wearing caps...
Wrong.
Yeah, no, not good. And also practicalities with bags. Like, not necessarily your luggage for your hotel, but like your little, you know, those bad backpacks or...
Bum bags.
Mm. You still see Americans wear them and it's like, it's so wrong.
So old.
They're kind of practical. I've never owned one, don't get me wrong. They're kind of practical, but I've also thought they're also kind of practical for... pickpockets, because all you have to do is like flick the switch and you've got everybody's valuables in one easy carry away package.
That's very true. Do you know, I was complimented in my first time in Paris by the concierge because I bought this beautiful French scarf from Galeries Lafayette, because you know the department stores in France are just beautiful. And I tied it, and he went, "Oh, you look French today." And I was like, "Oh no, I just bought this." And then I didn't realize till about 10 minutes into the conversation, where he was wondering when he was finishing work, that he wanted to actually have a drink with me.
You could have had a holiday romance after all.
No, and I just said, "I'm sorry, but my partner will be calling me soon from Australia," and I just sort of scattered. Yes. It was a bit wrong. Like, it was nice, but it was a bit wrong as well. It was a bit wrong.
There you go. Holiday romance thwarted.
There we go. Yes. My holiday romance. Hey, what about posting Facebook statuses and pictures? Like, what's the consensus here?
Okay, well, I don't post much on Facebook at the best of times.
Yes. You're like a sleeper cell in Facebook.
But if you're on holiday, look, I don't mind the odd one here and there. Here we are in Split or something like that. But okay, there's a girl that I work with who I'm friends with on Facebook who is now blocked from my feed. She went to Noosa for a weekend.
Oh.
We had a photo in the queue at Melbourne Airport. We had a photo on the plane. We had a photo on the shuttle bus to the hotel.
Do you know my worst? My worst is the picture on the plane of the food and drink. Now, if you go to like a very fancy restaurant or somewhere which has a reputation, even then it's bad, but at least it's interesting cuisine. This is like a warmed up pie or the bad nuts or a soft drink. Like, why would you post that in your feed?
No one wants to know what you're eating on the plane.
No.
Please.
No.
I'm totally all for Facebook posts though while you're away. I love them. I love seeing other people's posts. I want to know what they're doing. But I draw the line at, you're in the queue at the airport or boring things like that.
Yeah.
I want to see nice scenery. I want to see hot people that you're hanging out with. Fun updates.
So I'm hearing you've got to edit. Before you go ahead, you need to edit your posts.
Yes.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Be selective.
You know what? Informing people, keeping them entertained,
and
hopefully
what it's
learning
all about
something
here
for your next trip. Mm. Hey, I've got a song I want to play, and this is for my mother. My mother's favourite artist in the world is the wonderful Miss Connie Francis. This is back from 1962.
B-A-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Speaks for itself. You're enjoying 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
We have come to the end of the holiday affair. Hey, Brettie and Michelle, it takes all sorts, you know.
Yes.
He disagrees. He likes to see photos of plain food because he doesn't travel much and thinks it's interesting what people get at their in-flight meal.
Heath, you're a darling, but you know what? Let's chip in for Heath.
Buy him a flight on Jetstar or something, please.
Hey, yes,
well,
absolutely.
Jetstar, he'd be buying his own food on Jetstar. It wouldn't come with a meal, would it?
No.
You know what you can do then, though, is you can go to Cafe View at the Melbourne Airport and get a little lunchbox to take with you.
Nice. nice.
Oh, my goodness. I want to say a big thank you to our beautiful, because you are gorgeous, darling.
Oh, thank you.
Special VIP guest tonight.
VIP.
Michelle from The Single Life.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure. It's always fun, you guys.
And you'll be hearing Michelle on
Tuesday night on The Single Life, 11 p.m. So please tune in. I will be talking more about holiday romances and my holiday trip.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
I like it. Speaking of holidays, I've been to Vegas on holiday, and you know where we're going next week, Brody?
We are doing the Vegas Affair. Woo-hoo! Because we've both done Vegas. And we're going to talk about Luck Be a Lady tonight. We're going to do all the cliches.
Oh, yeah.
And all the big. And obviously, we're going to highlight all the big Vegas showstoppers as well. We might even get a showgirl in. Do you want to come back in next Saturday?
Oh, do I have to wear the outfit? Why not? Why not?
Only the headdress.
It's not visual. No one will see.
Only the headdress. Now, Brady, obviously, what's our final song that we're going to finish up
you
with?
You couldn't
tonight?
Go wrong with it. It's Holiday. It's Madonna, released 30 years ago today in the US.
You're kidding.
Not a joke.
Oh, what a great track to end with. Au revoir.
Fun people, fun shows. Joy 94.9.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/The Affair.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.